gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's Tuesday, so it means it's garden editor day today, and Claire's on the line. How are you doing today, Claire? All right.
I'm very well, thank you. Do you know what? I'm really grateful to be inside.
Well, I know. Wasn't it cold yesterday? Oh, dear. Wasn't Sunday cold? It was freezing. Absolutely freezing. Well, not yet. Well, I say yesterday, but I mean, yesterday, that would have been Monday, because today's Tuesday. So, I mean, wasn't Sunday cold?
Well, do you know what? It was, so from Saturday onwards, the temperature overnight really plummeted.
Yeah, went to -1, didn't it?
Yep. Yeah. So we had some really cold frost. I was outside playing piano for some Christmas carols in our village all afternoon on Saturday. So, yeah, it was not warm.
No.
But maybe it's because it's been so warm, we're not used to it, but it does feel pretty chilly out there. It's good. It means all our plants are going into dormancy. It might kill off some pests and diseases and nasty things that we don't want to encourage. So it's not all bad. But yeah, I'm quite grateful to be inside with a cup of tea.
Put your feet up.
Thank you for having me on.
Ah, you're more than welcome. Thanks for joining me today. What are we talking about today? Because Christmas is not too far away.
Can we say the word
Christmas yet? Yeah.
Well, you said it, so I feel no shame.
Have you put your decorations up yet?
No, not yet. But and I think what we'll do in when we next come on is we'll talk about Christmas decorations from your garden, because that is a sustainable thing to do. So we'll definitely talk about this.
All right. What are we talking about today then?
But we're going to talk about Christmas gifts.
Right.
And I know it's still only November, but I also know some people are super keen to get organised.
Yeah.
People might need to post things. And then if we record this and we have this as a download, for those people who are a bit more kind of lastminute.com, there might be a chance to re-listen to it closer to the day if they're thinking, oh, I'm not sure what to get the gardener in my life. And if you're listening to this, you might be the gardener, and this might give you some ideas for any wish lists you want to give to other people hey, can I please have that for Christmas? So what we're going to do today is going to do my top five all-time five presents for gardeners.
Yeah.
I don't know what order to do them in. Do you want to try and guess what any one of those five might be?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't know where to start. I honestly wouldn't know where to start.
Okay. Well, in no particular order, then we'll go through my top five.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
let's do that.
The first thing I would really recommend. For any gardener, you want something to dig with and something to deal with your garden with. So something to deal with soil. And quite often people use a little fork and a little hand trowel. Now, I think a lot of those which are sold are really poor quality. Quite often for girls, they come with pretty pink flowers on them. And the minute they get into contact with any kind of soil that we have around here in Hampshire and Basingstoke, they fall apart.
All right.
So my suggestion is save your money. Don't go and buy these nice little pretty witty fork and trowel sets. Invest in something called a hori-hori knife. That's H-O-R-I-H-O-R-I. It's a Japanese word, and it's a Japanese knife with a blade which is serrated on one side and straight on the other.
Right.
And it has like a handy depth gauge. And these knives, you can weed with them, you can dig with them, you can plant bulbs with them, you can open bags of composts with them.
Cut the chicken for dinner with them, can you? Probably.
You could probably do.
After you wipe them first. Yeah, you got to wipe them. Yeah.
You could cut twine with them. But I am never without my hori-hori. And whenever I've gardened in professional gardens, you will see that is what is attached to most gardeners' halters, because it does all the things that you can get from a trowel or a hand fork, but it is far easier. It's cheaper. It's more ergonomic for your hands, which is a really important thing when, you know, particularly if you are buying a gift for someone whose hand strength might be not as strong as some other people's, or for kind of manipulating things. It's a really, really good present. So that would be my top thing. It makes you look super exciting and very interesting.
But you look a bit like Rambo.
Yeah, you look pretty cool. I was going to visit a client by train once, and I did, and there were police stopping, I think, probably to check people's tickets.
Yeah.
I thought, I really hope no one checks my bag, because I do have a gardening knife with me.
Yeah, I bet.
But there we are. So top tip number one, a hori-hori knife.
Okay.
And top tip number two is a pair of gloves. Now, as I've been gardening for 20, 25 years, a lot of people over the years have given me pairs of gloves for Christmas or hand cream or gardener's soap. And I can honestly tell you, it's one type of glove I will wear on my hands to the exclusion of all others. They are called Showa gloves, S-H-O-W-A. S-H-O-W-A. But do you know what? I bet all the listeners, Dave, are thinking, wasn't it easier when Claire spoke Latin rather than
all these other words we just can't keep up, Claire. It means you're highly intelligent, you see.
No, it just means I've gone through enough bad gloves in my life to find finally what are really good. So these gloves come in packs of five. You can Google them and get them from many, many suppliers. And they are kind of rubber, white rubber on the inside, and then different colours of nylon on the back.
All right.
But what I really like about them is they basically fit your hand. So it feels like you're not really wearing gloves. But they give you protection. Yeah. They mean your fingernails stand a better chance of staying clean if that's important to you. But you can still feel the plants, you can feel the roots, and excitingly and importantly, you can still touch type on your phone with them on. So they are still touch sensitive. You can get, you know, modern life being what it is. If we're out in the garden, you might want to put a podcast on or, you know, take a call from your mum or dad or whatever. And these gloves allow you to do that. They wash really well, so they're really sustainable. I get a pack of five every couple of years. And bearing in mind, you know, I garden a lot.
Yeah.
I just put them in the wash with the towel or whatever. They come out beautifully clean at 40 degrees. So they're a really good way. And the minute you put them on, people go, ooh. And that's what you want with a Christmas present, isn't it? Someone to go, ooh.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. I suppose it's no different to the cheap trouser net. You don't want to buy cheap gloves either, because you're just going to, they're probably going to last probably a weekend, if that.
You're reading my notes again, Dave, so can you stop doing this? It's tricky. I've written down here, buy cheap, buy twice, mark.
That's right, yeah. Well, I think that's like with anything, though, isn't it, really, nowadays?
It really, really is. And sometimes it's personal recommendations. You know, you want sturdy, robust stuff. If you're spending money, we're dealing with a cost of living crisis. Christmas is expensive enough as it is. And so getting things which are cheap but also going to last is really, really important.
Yeah.
So everything I'm saying here is maximum of £20 to £30, and some of them are a lot less. So there's no need to break the bank and go out and think you need to kind of go and buy some really fancy schmancy stuff. A lot of these things you can get for a reasonable price, depending on, you know, where you source them from.
Where you source them from, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So Showa gloves is my top tip number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I've got three more to go. Are you feeling like you want to guess any of the other ones or no? You're still
No. You carry on for a minute. I might try and guess the next one after this.
Okay. Well, my next one is actually something that I was thinking about buying for children or buying for stockings or buying for people far away.
Right.
And one thing which is really easy are seeds, garden seeds.
Yeah.
They're a lovely surprise to put in a little Christmas card if you want to post something to someone far away, or if you need to fill up a little more space in that stocking and you think, oh, what can I do? And I don't want to buy yet more plastic tat. There are some lovely boxes and packets of seeds you can get, and they can be, you know, really, really super reasonable. Lots of garden centres at the moment will be having sales or they'll be clearing out their vegetable seed stocks ready for the next year. A lot of seeds will still be completely viable. And, you know, you can pick up a packet of runner bean seeds or sweet pea seeds for, you know, about £1, if not less. And sometimes they come with nice, pretty pictures on the front. So it's a nice kind of like lift towards thinking about spring and summer and the year ahead for those of us who find, you know, the winter months as gardeners. Gardeners get a bit grumpy in the winter. They get a bit tetchy. Yeah.
Just the winter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come spring, they're all happy and, you know, skipping around the fields like lambs because they feel like they've been let out. But yeah, when we have to spend a lot of time indoors, we all get a bit twitchy.
Yeah. Bit cabin fever, is it?
Indeed. We have to get out. So my top seeds to buy, sunflowers are great for children. Do you remember we did our sunflower growing early on this year? And it's great. Although it's not something immediately to do for children, it's something you can then think, aha, come spring. Oh, you know, we've got those sunflower seeds. We can start growing them out. And particularly if you're a visiting grandparent or a visiting friend or relative, it's something lovely to give at Christmas and then come back later in the year and plant together. Beans are really easy, like raw beans or French beans, anything like that. Really nice big chunky beet seeds, which are nice and easy for little fingers to dip into pots. And then do you remember we talked about growing sweet peas?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, you can still plant sweet peas pretty much through the winter.
Oh, okay.
From indoors. So again, if there's someone you think, oh, they're really desperate to just, you know, do something,
yeah,
you can get them some sweet peas. And again, most of these, a pound or two maximum, and you can kind of go to town as much as you want, or yeah, as little as you want. But it's something kind of for all ages and all tastes. But there's some great suppliers locally. There's some great suppliers online as well, if you want to support small businesses and kind of make sure we spread what money we're choosing to spend, yeah, choosing to spend it wisely.
Okay, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
A book.
Oh, do you know, I haven't put a book down.
Damn.
I haven't
put a book down. All right then.
Yeah.
Watering can? Yeah. What about watering can? Is that on your list?
That isn't on my list, no. Okay. I've got two different things on my list.
Okay.
But those are both really good presents. So if you are going to get a watering can, buy a zinc one. Don't get a plastic one, because they do degrade, particularly with the hot summers we get.
Yeah.
And again, just coming back to our theme of buy once but buy well,
yeah,
a zinc watering can for, you know, £18 with a rose detachable head on it, it makes a great, great present. Also looks nice and big and chunky under the tree.
Yeah.
And also quite an interesting shape, isn't it, to wrap that one up. How would you wrap up a watering can?
Put it in a box.
That is a really good, yeah. or just have it, that's this kind of really weird shape to,
yeah,
really freak out people.
Yeah. I'd buy a pack of seeds and put it in a big box. Because then it would just, you know, people wouldn't know what it is. Go on then, what's your next up? What's your next item then?
So two more to go. So the next one actually is, we've talked about something to dig with. In the garden, quite often we need something to snip with, something to prune or get rid of, you know, pick things in the garden. And quite often people buy secateurs, but they can be really expensive and they get quite gunky quite quickly.
Yeah.
And unless you spend a lot of money, they don't tend to be very good. They get blunt really quickly. So what we use at the nursery I work at and what a lot of professionals use are actually something called fruit pruners. They're called snips, ARS snips. Right. And these are about 15 quid or so. But you can use them for anything, like the hori-hori knife, you can use anything you need to cut or dig. The snips is anything you need to snip.
Yeah.
So if you want to cut flowers in your garden, if you want to harvest veg in your garden, if you want to deadhead flowers in your garden, if you want to take cuttings and do something which you call propagation, if you want to harvest your crops or things, or take off, you know, any dead or diseased bits of you know, leaves or shoots or leaves or things like that.
Mm.
And the reason I like these is they've got a spring, but they don't have that. Sometimes with secateurs you get this kind of big loop of wire which goes into the middle of your hand and quite often pinches your hand unless you're super, super careful.
Yeah.
These are much lighter to hold, so they're much easier in terms of accessibility for more people to use them. They don't have that big load of wire in the middle because they're spring loaded. They're much lighter and you can kind of get in a much more to the little tricksy bits and pieces around the garden. And they are far cheaper than mid-range secateurs. You might need a secateur for something if you're pruning something really big and really woody, but that's really, really rare, right? And actually, it's just the more general cutting stuff off that we tend to need to use. So fruit snips from ARS would be my fourth tip.
Okay, fruit snips then, right?
Yeah, fruit snips, yeah. Not a snip of fruit, but a fruit snip. Yeah.
Go on then. What's your last? I haven't got a clue. Go on. What's your last one?
No. Well, if we've got time, I'll have a think about a book because that's a really good
chat. Okay. Yeah. All right.
My last one actually is something that I know is a bit controversial because sometimes there is a risk with these, but my final suggestion is to buy someone who loves gardening a gift voucher.
Oh, yeah. That's,
either
yeah,
for their local nursery or for this kind of a national gardening voucher scheme. Which means, again, if you're posting something or trying to find something local to that individual and you think, OK, well, I'll just go and look up what nurseries might be there, and you can look up online and see if they do gift vouchers.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because You can get some plants which are in flower this time of year. There are some lovely ones, but often there aren't a huge amount of availability at this time of year for kind of things that which are going to be in flower in the spring and summer. And you know what gardeners like? They love a trip out to a garden centre or nursery. It makes their day. They're really happy, and particularly if they have the gift voucher in their hand, they feel like they've won the lottery. So not only are you giving a bit of money to local businesses right now, you're giving your loved one a really nice memory for the future of what they're going to get with their voucher. And then, of course, you get to ask and find out what they got and get to see the photos and things like that. So it's a really good way of building a memory rather than, you know, just trying to find something to fill a space.
Absolutely.
So it's buying future happiness is what I would say.
Right. Well, that's your Christmas list done then. I hope I've got that written down. If you want to, if people out there want to put it all in a box and send it to the station, I will pass it on for you. Ready for Christmas, because that's quite a good Christmas list you got there.
Yeah, I would be. Put it this way, if I was starting up in gardening and I got any of those things, I'd be very happy. But if I got that list, I would be well set. So just to recap, it's a hori-hori knife, some shower gloves, some seeds, a pair of fruit snips, and a gift voucher. And I'm not saying I'm cheap to run, but those, if you've got all of those.
And all, you know, that, Claire would be a happy girl.
Oh, I'm cheap to run. That and a cup of tea, and I'm sorted. So we do have a few minutes if people want to think about gardening books.
Yeah.
There are loads of different books out there you can get. The RHS is a great series of kind of like how-to guides. So if you want a kind of a practical one, those are great. If you want like the more inspirational coffee table list, there's a great list from Gardens Illustrated. That's like if you want those really posh books full of all these really, really big country houses and these gleaming gardens. That's the kind of thing you can go for.
All right.
So either of those, or again, just a gift voucher for a gardening book of their choice would be a great idea as well.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So that's your Christmas list done. So I have to make a note of them. All right. And, well, you know what I mean. You never know. It depends if you're on the good list or the naughty list. Well, Santa will tell me, won't he?
Absolutely, we all trust in Santa.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, and usual things for today then, Claire. Before you go, dare I say it? I've got a funny feeling it's going to be a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Go on then. Go on, make it really, really predictable.
Oh, I know. So. There'll be people playing Whamageddon, so I'm not gonna crush people's Whamageddon by doing that. But I thought a little pun on a word. We've talked about gifts, we talked about gardening, so I thought we should have some Mariah and have "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Aww.
Or a yew tree.
Oh, that's quite clever. Yeah, well done. All right, we'll put that on for you in a minute, if that's all right.
Thank you. I'll listen with glee.
Yeah, so we're not going to see you next week, but the week after.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk about...
Is that going to be the last one for Christmas? Probably, won't it?
I think it will be, but I think we'll talk about Christmas decorations.
Okay, we'll do that, yeah.
Cheap, sustainable Christmas decorations from your garden. So let us know if there's any particular questions or queries, as ever. But that's it from me.
Thank you very much, Claire. And, of course, have a great week, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.